Welcome everyone to your Fielder's Choice Daily Podcast. I'm Chris, joined once again by a special guest. Eric, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
Man, I'm having a hard time breathing. I'm not going to lie to you. I got to go to the doctor a little bit later today to get an x-ray, but you know, other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, hey, you're here. You're taking one for the team and working pretty hard to get this NASCAR information out, so that's commendable.
So before I started, me and you have been chatting about kind of coming up with a name for this podcast because, yeah, we're your Fielder's Choice, but we want to have a name associated with it. And so what we're going to do is we're going to give out a few names, probably during the Xfinity or the Cup Series podcasts, which will be coming after this one. And then we want to try to maybe do a poll in our chat or on Twitter or something to let you guys pick names that you like. So just be prepared for that. We're going to try to come up with a name for this podcast. So be on the lookout for that. Nice. But anyway, you guys came here to hear about trucks and then things that go fast. So tonight we're in Vegas. And before we dive into this, we got to get the elephant out of the room here. I don't know if you've seen any of this going around on Twitter or not, but basically there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, at least 10 cars right now that I don't know if you know who Marcus Lemons is, or Lemonos, or however you say his name. He's the CEO of Camping World. He is, he posted on Twitter the other day something about he doesn't want all these cars to be driving around his track with no sponsor or whatever. So he's given 10 teams a $15,000 sponsor to have Camping World on their truck this weekend, which 15 grand for a race for some of these smaller teams is massive. And not only is he doing that, he's throwing a bounty out there. He's saying if one of these teams that has my sponsor Camping World on their car, if they get a top 10, they get 20. I'll give them $25,000. Wow. If they get a top five, I'll give them $35,000. And if one of these 10 cars wins the race, I'll give you 50 grand.
Wow.
So it's kind of like a dash for cash kind of situation, which, so these 10 teams, I mean, these guys are basically 15K to run this race is basically a free race. Race for them. Mm-hmm. So I don't see anybody starting in parking. I see it being a complete shit show come third stage, because these 10 guys, there's about 1, 2, 3, I can see about 4 of them, maybe 5, that might be able to contend with Kyle Busch, or at least get top 10s, top 5s. So I think it's going to be a shit show, but these guys are racing for basically 50K.
Wow.
So it should be very interesting. So just keep that in mind when building lineups. I'll go through and I'll name the 10 cars and I'll put them in the article and everything else. But just know that it could get crazy there in that third stage.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't seen that at all. That's a huge incentive for some of these drivers. Hopefully they don't take that and overdrive the truck. But definitely, like you said, when we come to that third stage, there's going to be some movers, shakers to get up front and to get that prize money. It's a nice incentive. I like that about the trucks. Now that makes me even more want to dive into this. And like you said, you'll call out the 10. Well, we'll post those probably in Discord as well, so that everybody has those drivers. You know, we're Las Vegas, another mile and a half. They didn't run the mile and a half last week at Homestead, but this one we're going 134 laps, 30 laps at each stage, and then we end with 74 laps in the final stage. Looks like we got Ben Rhodes at the top. What do you think about him? Are you on Ben Rhodes this week, or are you gonna fade him? Put cash, GPP? Where are we looking?
Yeah, I'm not really on Ben Rhodes. You know, he's definitely, I mean, he's won the last two races, which is kind of cool. But I just no, 9K. I see maybe top six finish, something like that. If you put him at sixth place finish, he's only returning 4 times value at 36 fantasy points. I don't even think he's going to lead lap one. I think the next car behind him, Sheldon Creed, is going to take the the lead here very early.
Yeah, Sheldon with a strong car, and he always seems to race really well here. I forgot he finished really well last year. Was it second last year, or did he win the race last year?
Who? I'm sorry.
Sheldon Creed. Did he win it last year, or did he come in second?
No, he came in 10th, it looks like, if I'm looking at the right thing. Yeah, Johnny Sauter came in second last year, I believe.
Sauter, okay.
So, but, you know, Sheldon Creed is one of these 10 cars that are getting that $15,000 sponsorship. He's racing for 50K. He's in another car this week, or now he's in a spot car. Mm-hmm. But don't let that fool you. He's still in a very good call. He should be the very early lap leader in this race. I see a top. I honestly can see a top three out of him. I can see him winning if Kyle Busch has some problems. He should be very chalky. 9,800, good price on him. I think I'm going to be under the field on him just because of how chalky he's going to be. And he really can't lose a lot of place differential. So if he has a flat tire or bad pit stop or something goes wrong, you know, he's really going to hurt your lineup.
Yeah, his average finish is about 5. And I know an interesting stat I found is over his last 4 races, Creed has led 18% of the laps that he's run at this race. So the last 4, 18%, that's a lot. I mean, when you're looking at 134 laps. So I think he does have potential. I think top 5, like you said, I definitely think that's where he could land.
Yeah, if you land on him in cash, I'm perfectly fine with it. I really think Kyle Busch, Sheldon Creed, and one more pay-up guy is going to be pretty – because there's some very bad misprices on the slate. But so if you land on Sheldon Creed in cash, you know, I think he'll be pretty chalky, probably 35, 40% owned. So if you land there, you're perfectly fine. The rest of the top 10, you know, you can pretty much X those guys out, minus Stuart Friesen. I really like Friesen starting 9th. He's got a little bit of place differential. 8,400 feels a little too cheap. I can see a top 5 out of him. He finished 9th here last year. But he struggled last year because he made so many stupid, or he didn't make room stupid, but he got wrecked a lot. He's really good at the mile and a half. People are going to look at past years and see he's not – even look at last year and be like, man, he was not good because he wrecked a lot. He's finally getting that truck going in the right direction. 8,400 feels a little too cheap. I really like him as a GPP play.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. When you look at the top 10, he's the only one that really stood out to me that could potentially find his way into my lineups. But like you said, I think he's more GPP. I don't think I would put him into a cash game. Like you said, we've got more value coming down the road. So I think he's more reserved for GPPs.
Yeah. We're just going to keep moving on down. You know, if we don't talk about somebody, it means that they're probably not in play. I'm going to try to touch on guys that I'm personally going to be playing. I mean, my player pool is probably 20 to 25 drivers out of the 40. So, you know, there are going to be guys who are left out. But if you like them, then – if you know you're doing your own research and you find something that sticks out to you about somebody, say like Chandler Smith, something sticks out, he's in a Kyle Busch truck and you really think this Kyle Busch 2 truck is going to be real good today, then by all means play him. You know, I'm not the end all be all play this guy, don't play this guy kind of person. So if you find your own research and you like somebody, please feel free to play them and prove me wrong if you can.
Yeah, and I think that's important too, because we could sit here and talk about these guys all day, but that podcast would last way too long, and we don't need that. The only Chandler Smith, the only thing interesting about him, did you know that he's run 100% of the laps that he's run at this racetrack in the top 15?
I did not know that. I mean, that's pretty good. The only thing that sucks is he started 7th. So yeah, if he runs in the top 15th, he's gonna let's say he finishes 15th. He's only going to score 20 points.
Yeah. He's not in play. I just thought that was interesting to see that he's kept a clean truck and been up front for the most part.
Yeah, for sure. So we have done the top 10. So Johnny Sauter, 11. He's pretty good here. He finished 2nd here last year. No, I'm sorry. In the fall, he finished 11th. In the spring, he finished 2nd. You were correct. Sheldon Creed did finish 2nd in the fall, but 10th in the spring. So that's my – I was looking at the wrong spot.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, and then you keep looking back in 2018, Johnny's got two more second place finishes and an eighth place finish and a 29th place finish. So he's really good here. 8,100 at starting 11th. I think he's a top five truck easy. Like the plays at GPP.
Yeah, you take out that 2019 because he had engine problems at that race. So you take that one out. He's top 10 almost every single race. So I think he's definitely got to be in your player pool for GPP.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the only other guy in really the top 15 that I like is Ralphie Lessard, another one of those Camping World sponsor trucks. I think it comes down to Creed, Lessard, and Klingerman as the three guys that are really going to try to push Kyle Busch for the win out of those 10 cars getting a sponsorship. So Ralphie Lessard, good driver, 7,400, top 10 upside. The only way he hits value, though, is if he gets top 10. If he gets 10th or 11th or 12th, I don't think he hits value, but I think he's going to race hard, and I think he actually has a very high do not finish tonight, just to the fact that he's basically racing for $15,000 for free, trying to win 50K. So I think he's going to push it to the limit. But I think for GPP, you can definitely go there at $7,400.
Yeah. Now, do you think there's, you know, looking back at these tracks, there's not a whole lot of wrecks per se, but there is a lot of cautions. I know that in the last 10 races, there have been 5 caution laps per 25 laps led. So, you know, definitely something to consider as we're looking at some of these plays and dominator points and things like that. You know, and even as these people try to push a little bit harder, do you think that increases the chance for wrecks and maybe some more cautions? Is that something we need to kind of look at and factor in as we're building our lineups?
100%. I don't think it's going to be in the first two stages. I don't think really anybody really cares about those stage points. I think all they care about is the $50,000, the $25,000 top 10 finish. So I think coming down stage 3 with about 50 laps to go, I think it's going to get kind of crazy. So if you know, it'll probably be 10:30, 11 o'clock on the East Coast when that happens, but I think it's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, definitely something to want to stay up for.
100%, 100%. Moving on down, Brett Moffitt, good spot. You know, he's got some top 10s here, top 5s. 9,200, we really get to see what this niche truck's all about tonight. 17, I like him. I think his price is a little too high for cash, but I do like him for GPP. So the next guy is Grant Enfinger. He's racing with the number 9 for Cody Rowenbog, however it says last name, 8,800. And he is another one of those Camping World $15,000 sponsor trucks. I think this is big for Cody, for that team. If they got a good driver and a pretty decent truck, and I think Cody's going to go out there and he's going to tell Grant Enfinger, man, push it, get me a top 10, get me a top 5, do whatever you can to get me a top 10, top 5 in this truck. Because $35,000, $25,000 for this team will go a long way to keep them running for the whole year. I really like Grant Enfinger at 8,800. I think he's too cheap. He's got a good truck. And I really think that Cody's just going to tell him, man, do whatever you can to get a top 10.
Yeah, I think those are the kind of the two that I keyed on right away when I was looking at this, is Moffitt and Enfinger. Those are the guys that I thought, well, this is kind of still a little bit high with 9,200 and 8,800, but definitely guys that have that potential to finish top 5, top 3. So I think they're definitely have to be in consideration in our player pool for sure.
Yeah, no, they're definitely definitely both of them are in play. The Grant Enfinger price is real nice starting 18. I mean, if he gives us a, let's say, top 6 finish, you're looking at 50 points at 8,800. That's 5.7 times return. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I can take that.
Yeah, so we're going to keep moving on down. Peters, no. Fogelman, no. Purdy, no. The next guy's Tanner Gray, 7K, 22. Every lineup I've built, I land in this low 7K range. And Tanner Gray's got top 15 upside. If he finishes 13th, I'm looking at 5.6 return on his price. I mean, things could go his way. He might get a top 10. He's not a Camping World truck, so he has no really incentive other than stage points and everything else. But I really like his truck at 7K. So if you land there in cash or GPP, I am perfectly fine with that. He ran last year and finished 3rd and 8th here. So he's got two top 10s here. So, you know, he definitely should be in your cash game player pool.
Yeah, he was – I thought you were going to pass him up and say no to him. I was going to have to stop you real quick because I know that, you know, average finish of 5 in the past 2 races. And with that price where he's starting and we're going to need some value. I mean, he's not bottom of the road value, but he's good value. And I think, like you said, I was landing there too when I was going through my build. So I think he's definitely one to keep in consideration as we look at our cash builds.
Yeah, for sure. So Dawson Cram, no. So, okay. So here's the next guy. And this guy's kind of, I mean, his price is so low and it makes him for a very chalky play at 6,300, Ryan Truex.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be very chalky. I really do. Finished 12th last year in the fall. I don't think this Nice 2 truck that he's driving tonight is going to be worth a damn. And I think, personally, I mean, I'm going to probably play him because his price is too low. But for, like, my main probably 1 or 2 or 3 lineups, I don't think he's going to be in there because I feel like he could be a trap. I mean, he's going to be a very high-owned trap, but I don't feel like that truck is going to be as good as people think they are.
Yeah, I mean, his starting position, his salary, and even name recognition. You know, we're out of the NBA season. We may have some casual fans wanting some action for the evening, and they start clicking lineups, and they see the name Truex, and they're like, I know a Truex. He's got to be good. You know, look at the price, look at where he's starting. Let's plug him in our lineup. But I think he's one of the chalkier drivers we're going to see tonight.
Yep, I would agree. You know, and I think there are guys in better spots that we're going to talk to later on that people don't know about that I'm going to be pivoting to over him. But if you land there, I'm okay with it at 6,300. You really need a top 15 finish. If he gets 14th place, that's six times return value, which is really nice at 39 points. 16th place, that's 5.6 return. I'd rather have him get top 15 than 16, but that's just
me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So moving on, this next guy, Tyler Hill. Here's one of the underpriced guys I was talking about. He has easily a top 15 truck. With Timmy Hill's team, you know, if he gets 14th place, he's returning 7 times value. Love Tyler Hill, love everything about him tonight. Yeah, he finished 17th last in the fall, but I think this truck's a lot better this year. Look for Tyler Hill to be my pivot off the chalky Ryan Truex.
Yeah, he overheated last year, so they probably took that notes and made adjustments for this race. I like him too. I think great starting spot.
And he's a Camping World truck, so he's racing for $25,000 to $50,000.
Gotcha. Yeah, I like him even better.
Yeah. I mean, he I think he's gonna push it. I really think he can get a top 10 easily. I mean, let's say he just gets 10th place real quick. It's 8.6 return value on him. So definitely like him easily. So moving on, Jordan Anderson would be the next guy that's in my player pool. Not really big on Roper or Bond. The thing with Jordan Anderson is I don't know if you know this, but he's now racing in the Xfinity series. So he's racing trucks and Xfinity, and I think it's really stretching his budget. He's one of those 15K Camping World trucks today, so he could really use that money. He really, really needs a top 10. I think him racing Xfinity was a horrible decision, and it's caused to underfund this truck, and I don't even think it's a top 20 truck. I really don't. He should be popular at 6,500. I'm going to go ahead and give everybody a warning. I would not be too high on Jordan Anderson tonight. I would play him a little bit just because of the chalkiness, but other than that, I would be very cautious with him.
Yeah, I think his price range, I see a couple people I'd rather play. I mean, I would even go to Truex before I would go to Anderson. and just eat that chalk there, because like you said, I just don't have a lot of faith in his truck and I have faith in him. I don't think he's going to be top 20, and you're going to need something significant to return value. So I'm off Anderson.
Yeah, yeah. And he should be popular. There are some other sites out there that are touting him. And I just – I'll pass on him.
And again, like I said, if you got the casual person coming in, we're going to look down. They're going to see that FPPR, his fantasy points per race, he's at 61.4. I mean, he's got to be a great play, right? Starting way back. Low price, high fantasy points. Let's lock him into our lineup.
Yeah, exactly. That's what people are going to say. So yep, I agree. So we're not going to spend much time on Kyle Busch. Play him. Move on.
That's what I was going to say. Are we just going to skip right past this next one? Just one word play and then move on.
I mean, everybody's going to see us. I mean, if you're not a racing fan and you see 15,000 and you're like, oh my gosh, how are you? It's very easy to fit him. He's going to score 100 points. He's most likely going to win this race. Just play him in cash. Play him in probably 70% of your lineups. Use 30% of your lineups of no Kyle Busch just in case something happens to where he doesn't win. He's the best truck driver. He's in the best truck. He's going to return value at 15K. If he comes in first place and only gets 35 Dominator extra points, he's going to score 108 points, which is 7.2 return value at 15K.
Mm-hmm.
He's just play him. I mean, it's not that hard.
Yep. Just so. Lock him in, move on. Like you said, a couple alt lineups without him just to cover your bases, because anything can happen in these races. But aside from that, lock him in cash. Like you said, 70-80% GPP.
Yeah. Next one's Haley Deegan. Too cheap, 6,400. Good car.
Love this.
Good truck. Excuse me. Good truck. She'll be very chalky. She's a great pairing with Kyle Busch. Haley Deegan and Tyler Hill, or she's a great pairing with some other guys. I mean, she's just starting too far back 30. She's got very little risk involved. Even if she gets 18th place, she returns 6x value. I can easily see her maybe getting 15th place if things fall her way. 16th or 15th place is almost 7x return value. So she is 100% in play here. She's got a good truck. The next two, Zane Smith and Austin Hill, they are great plays tonight. They both have win upside. Austin Hill is probably going to be chalky. I think out of the 10K guys, he'll be my least owned 10K guy. But I like them both. I mean, there's really not much to say here. They're both good. They should all be very popular. You can even play Kyle Busch and Austin Hill, or Kyle Busch and Zane Smith, or even Kyle Busch and Parker Klingerman. So you're going to probably have two 10K plus guys in your lineup tonight.
Yeah, that's where I've been landing so far, is with two 10K, and still pretty comfortable with my lineups. I really like where I'm at right now.
Me too. Next three, Boyd, Joe Cobb, Benning. Joe Cobb should be popular at 4,600, but you don't need to go down that far. Go ahead and just don't worry about her.
She's just not good. Truth. She's not good. I mean,
no.
Looking back, I don't see her moving up much from even where she's at. She might even feel that. I don't like that play at all. I've seen some talk about her, and I just, no thanks.
me neither. Same with Norm Benning. Even though he's one of the 15K trucks, he just doesn't have it. Probably doesn't care. It would be big for him to win the money, but I just don't think he's going to push it. Connor Daly, he's pretty good. He's a monster truck driver as well. He's probably got a top 20 car and solid 7,700, good GPP play. Jesse Owiji, 4,500 in the Ream truck. He's another one of the 15K guys. He's going to be super slow. And the only way he cracks top 20 is if there's a bunch of wrecks, and he's going to drive it like it's a plate race, and he's just going to hang out in the back. He's going to get lapped. And the only way he's going to move up is if there's a lot of wrecks and people get knocked out of the race. He's an okay punt at 4,500, but just know the risk going into it. I have him projected at 31st, which is only 3.6 return value. So not the greatest.
I don't see him gaining much either.
Yeah. I mean, Parker Klingerman, he's another great play, 10-1, probably my second favorite play on the slate, starting dead last. He's in a Camping World truck, 15K. He's probably going to get a $25,000 or $35,000 bonus tonight. I like him. BJ McLeod, you can knock him off. He's okay, but nothing to write home about. And then Brett Holmes. This is one of the other plays I'm talking about that people don't know about. He is the ARCA Series champion right now. He's a really good young driver. 5,800 starting 38th. He's got very little risk involved. Granted, I don't really, maybe a top 20 truck. If he gets top 20, it's 7 times return at 5,800. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot better than a lot of these other guys.
Yeah, he's my favorite punt on the board. I mean, he's 5,800, so not like all the way down at the very bottom, but you know, starting 38th. I mean,
if you put Tyler Hill, Brett Holmes, and Haley Deegan in your lineup, you can get whatever you want.
Yeah. And still build a competitive lineup.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And still feel really good about your lineup. So that's kind of trucks in a nutshell. Who do you got winning tonight? Not named Kyle Busch, because we all know Kyle Busch is probably going to win this race.
Yeah. Yeah. Not named Kyle Busch. Goodness. I think I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here, and I'm going to say it's going to be Austin Hill.
Okay. I can see it. I'm going, if it's not Kyle Busch, it's going to be Zane Smith, I think.
Zane, so. I was looking at him too. He's right there starting right next to Austin. The only thing that broke the tie for me is Austin's last three. He's first, third, and first. So I think he knows this track well. I think he's got a chance, but I can't say it's a bad pick in Zane Smith. I like that play as well.
Yep, no, that's where I'm leaning there. And then, so we're going to do kind of a risky or like a pick that's not, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is.
Almost like the sneaky play of the slate.
The sneaky play of the slate. Thank you. I completely drew a blank right there. my sneaky play of the slate is Tanner Gray is going to get a top three. At 7,000, starting 22nd.
Wow, top three. Wow, I like that. I like that. I'm going to go. I don't know that I'll do you better, but this might be a little bit risky, but I like the chances of this driver starting about almost mid-pack. I did notice that he's run 96% of his laps in the top 15. Over his last 6 races. So my sneaky play is going to be Brett Moffitt to finish top five.
Brett Moffitt, top five. I like that. I like that. And if you really want to get crazy, you can go out there and say Ben Rhodes is going to win his third straight race.
that would be really impressive. I just don't see him doing it, but yeah, up front, I think he falls back right. You never know. Like you said, in that third, get crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna get crazy. So, with all that said, though, look for the article to drop probably around 4 or 5 today. Work's kind of kicking my butt. This whole no breathing thing's kind of making my day a little bit longer. So, the race is until 9 o'clock Eastern tonight, so we got plenty of time.
Yeah,
and then make sure you're in Discord, and we'll be able to go over things like that.
Yeah, so, for anybody that's new that hasn't heard of Your Fielder's Choice, come check us out, yourfielderschoice.com. We're running a promo this month, March Madness special. We've got all kinds of sports. We cover CBB, NBA, esports, Australian football's coming up. We got that. We got tons of NASCAR coverage, so. Go to yourfielderschoice.com, sign up today, March, get 50% off of your membership. It's well worth the price of admission.
Yeah, especially $25. I mean, you can't even get some other sites, one sport for $25, yep. And you're getting every sport for $25 for March. Yep. So make sure you check that out.
Yep. Articles, cheat sheets, chats daily. We got it all. So this is the place to be. I've been here a little over a year, and I've enjoyed every moment. It would help me. Help me make a lot of money. So we'll see you guys in the green.
Yep. So without further ado, we'll talk to you guys in a little bit with Xfinity.
All right.
Have a good one and good luck, everybody.
Good luck, guys.